Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 100. We've made it. I've not podcasted. I've hardly blogged. I thought I was back a couple months ago, and then it turns out that babies don't like sleeping. Turns out. Who knew? So, finally back-ish. It's going to be slow roll back. I'm not going to promise that I'm 100% back, but I'm back enough to record episode 100. Hooray, huzzah! There was much rejoicing. If I wasn't so lazy, I'd put sound effects in here of people clapping and cheering. The 5-Minute Geek Show. It's a purportedly weekly show about development and everything around it. It's purportedly 5 minutes long. It's really whenever the heck I can get to it, and turns out it's sometimes between 5 and 10 minutes. It's one topic per episode, that's true, about front-end, back-end, mobile project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. I'm glad to be semi-back. My son's back in, he's not back, he's out of school, and all of a sudden, my schedule's rearranged, and I'm able to like find pockets for podcasts and blogs now. So my goal is to get a podcast and a blog out this week. That's what I'm going to try and do. So this week, we're going to be talking about community, capital C community. And if you are not a PHP developer, this will be a little bit less relevant. If you're not a developer, it will be even less relevant. But it is, you know, it'll touch on things. So there is often a line that is repeated by various people within the PHP community that the Laravel community are elitist, and that they encourage silos, and that what they really needed to do, if they weren't pigeonholing themselves into just being Laravel developers, is to be involved in the greater PHP community. And people hoity-toity are proud of the fact that they are just a PHP developer, and they would not be so base as to identify with a particular framework. And they say, well, you know, I hope you don't put Laravel developer on your, you know, whatever, you know, why wouldn't you just say PHP developer? And they will point to the wonderful efforts of people like Kyle Evans and other wonderful human beings whom I love, who do great things to encourage the PHP community to have an identity. And every single time they say these things, I respond in the same ways, and they stop responding when they realize their argument is awful. Then somebody else spouts the same crap a month later. So I'm going to say it out loud here. If you have the temptation to go ham on somebody because they consider themselves a WordPress developer or a Symfony developer or a Laravel developer or whatever else developer, because they should be just thinking of themselves as PHP developers, next time you identify yourself as a PHP developer, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to say, well, why are you identifying yourself as a PHP developer? Why aren't you just a web developer? And then when you go to a web development thing, why are you a web developer? Why aren't you just a technologist? And when you go to technologist thing, I say, why are you a technologist? Why aren't you just a person? Why aren't you just a human? Where is the line? You have made up an arbitrary line that you think is the acceptable place for someone to identify, below which is not possible. And you haven't even started talking about geographic location or anything like that. Well, is it acceptable to someone identify that they're in the London PHP group? Is that unacceptable because that's a delineation? Like, no, none of this stuff matters. All of these groupings are helpful. Now, I remember, if you've listened to this podcast for any time, you understand that a lot of the things I'm talking about come out of faith and religious background. So let me tell you about denominations. In denominations, you have the differences between people of the same faith, similar in sects and stuff like that, where you have multiple people who subscribe to the same general thing, but are different in certain ways. And there's all sorts of horrible things where people have mistreated each other, they've killed each other, and all that kind of stuff, or the difference between between religions and all that kind of stuff. So in general, we tend to think of unity as good and division as bad, right? And so we often have this kind of naive concept that if we could just rid ourselves of denominations and everyone would just be the same faith, the same religion, then all of our problems would be gone. The problem is there are perfectly acceptable and perfectly normal and often very healthy differences in opinion, and denominations give you space to find the other people who have those same, you know, differences, who fall along that line in a different way, and celebrate together with them without having to separate yourselves entirely from the community that you're a part of, or without fighting all the time. So let's say you have a particular interpretation of how something says, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, right? When you're supposed to, you know, what's the seventh day in the Bible? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Well, that's going to make a pretty big difference about when your church meets, all this kind of stuff. So you could fight about it all day, all the time, or you could both do the same stuff on different days of the week and just kind of split along just that line. And split has this negative connotation, but maybe you can just both do great things on different days of the week. Laravel does different things, provides different things, has different, you know, priorities and perspectives than Zend. And if Zend and Laravel were to mush together into one, you would have a lot of battles because Zend has a very specific set of goals and priorities that are not the same as Laravel's. And if they're allowed to coexist separately, then it's perfectly acceptable for both of these subgroups to be a part of a larger subgroup, which is a part of a larger subgroup. You know, why PHP? Why aren't PHP and Ruby? Well, it'd be very awkward to have every meetup ever be about PHP and Ruby. You know, let alone the differences of opinion. How are you ever going to talk about something when everything's completely different? So, there are healthy things about us finding natural differences in a healthy way, accepting and sometimes even celebrating those differences, and also being willing to be a part of the greater community. Now, does me be, you know, being in one denomination mean I'm now no longer a part of the larger faith? No. Does that mean I'm incapable of participating in concepts or meetings or whatever that relate to the larger faith? No. And similarly, does being a WordPress developer mean you now say, I am not a PHP developer? No. So chill out. Take a chill pill, get off your high horse, and allow yourself to be multiples. And guess what? You could be a Laravel developer and a Symfony developer and a PHP developer and a Ruby developer and a JavaScript developer and an Ember developer and a React developer. All at the same time. It is possible. You can do it. It's like this magical thing where you can be a part of multiple communities and no community police is going to come stop you. It's fine. It doesn't matter. So just like enjoy. Like allow yourself to celebrate being a part of whatever communities to get the benefits out of them. You know, being a part of the WordPress community means you connect with other people who are learning how to be learning how to make money as a WordPress developer. And that is very different than how to make money as a Laravel developer, right? And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Trying to learn how to really up your skills in Symfony and Laravel often looks very similar, but not always. So having differentiation in the community allows space for us to share some resource and not share the other resources. And that's perfectly fine. So really, this is just me kind of going on a rant, surprise, that's what this podcast is, about the fact that every community has various levels of overlap and various levels of not overlap, and that is perfectly fine. You can be a part of many communities that are a part of other many communities that are subgroups of subgroups of subgroups, and there's no magical line. PHP as a community is not the magical line beneath which everything is an atrocity. Within Laravel, you may find yourself a part of the DDD community. And you may find yourself as part of the, you know, hyper Ruby inspired minimalist small talk, you know, community. Those are two communities within the Laravel community. And that's okay because you don't have to do one or the other. It's fine. I'm not actually adding anything new to this conversation at this point. I'm just kind of throwing out random things and saying it's fine. Just chill out. Allow people to enjoy being a part of the communities they are. And if you want to have a positive impact, I think the thing that I hear from these people the most is, well, why don't you participate more in the larger PHP community? And they don't say those words, but I think that's what's the kind of inherent. Then do that in a positive, not critical way. Hey, WordPress developers, did you know that there's this much larger PHP community that we want to invite you into? And here's ways that we can welcome you. Well, it turns out the best way to welcome people is not by calling them, you know, siloed, whatever, heretics. The best way is to, like, be kind. And to enter into their spaces and to learn from them and to offer what you have to them and you know, to be nice people. Like, that turns out that's the trick. Be nice. Take care of people. I feel like I'm making voices where I'm mimicking people more in this one, more than normal. So I hope I don't get too many complaints about how snarky I was in this one. I really do love you all. This is episode 100. This is like I'm making the heart symbol in front of my chest right now. I also got not a lot of sleep last night, and I'm super caffeinated, so that might be part of it now. All right, we're almost out of time. I will not go over 10 minutes. Thank you. Thank you, friends, for listening to 100 episodes, those of you who've been here for all 100. And if not, that's okay. Thank you for being here for episode 100 anyway. This is the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS if you like the show. It'd be amazing. Share it with your friends. Rate it on iTunes. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
Ready to do it? All right, go.
From away, we try to stop me. There gonna be some dreadhead boys in the wobby. You don't find a problem, no problem with me.
Yeah.